Welcome to today's Vrenskat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Time Steering Committee member Paul Jones joins us on today's program. He's here to talk about this year's entertainment at the 80th Tulip Festival.
Well, I think it's all pretty special, but maybe for different reasons. Thursday night, we are going to keep things local, and we want to build on what Kevin McQuaid has started at the Opera House with his Pella's Got Talent competition. And so we like at least one of the evenings to have a local flavor. So we are going to invite the people in this year's competition that make the finals to perform Thursday night at Tulip Time on the Tulip Torn. And then we also have a couple of the people from last year's finals that have agreed to perform. And so hopefully we'll have six, seven, eight, nine of those people performing Thursday night. And I think that'll be a lot of fun for the community to come out and see their own citizens and residents perform for them. Friday, we are bringing back a band that was here last year and just marched in the parade. It's a 34th Army Band, which is part of the Iowa National Guard based down in Fairfield. And they were a tremendous hit with the crowd last year. They really appreciated the band. And the band was here on Saturday, which was a beautiful day, but we had a tremendous crowd. And the band had a great time and was very impressed with what was going on at Tulip Time. And so they were anxious to come back. What they suggested is that they have small groups in their band. So it's not just a concert band or a marching band, but they have a brass ensemble. They have the Patriots, which is a drum and fife team. So they're like from the Revolutionary War, kind of. And then they have another band called Scrap Metal, which is a contemporary music jazz combination. And so what they're going to do is they're going to march. They're going to have their marching band in the 2:30 parade. But before that, the brass ensemble is going to stroll around town and play at the Historical Society and in the Mullingrat Plaza, uptown, various places, and just play where they choose to play so the crowd can hear them at different times. And then the other two bands do need electricity, so we're going to have them on the back of the Tulip Torrent, as we started a few years ago having ensembles play back there during the day. So this year it'll be the Patriots Drum and Fife Corps, as well as the Scrap Metal Group that'll play and take turns on Friday. And then for the Festhouden entertainment that begins at 7 o'clock Friday night, Scrap Metal will be part of that program, play for 45 minutes or an hour at that time. So we're really excited about that. They're excited because it provides a lot of exposure, I guess is the best word, for our National Guard troops. Then on Saturday, we are bringing in, with the help of Pella Corporation, a band called the 1st Brigade Band out of Watertown, Wisconsin. This is the 80th Tulip Time. It's the 90th anniversary of the founding of Pella Corporation, but it's also the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. In fact, on May 9th in 1865, President Andrew Johnson made a declaration that hostilities were over in the Civil War, and May 9th is the Saturday of Tulip Time when this band will be here. So that's kind of a cool coincidence that happened that way. What the band does is they wear uniforms that are correct to the Civil War. They play instruments that they have found and reconditioned that are Civil War instruments. And all the music they play had to be written or arranged before 1865. And so these are legit Civil War reenactment kind of people. They're very much into the history of the time. They bring along people like women will be dressed in period clothing. And other people that they bring along to help add to the ambiance of the band as they march or as they perform. And so what they'll be doing is they'll be marching in the 2:30 parade, and then they will be the Festhouden entertainment at 7 o'clock on the Tulip Torn. But they're also going to spend the night, and they'll appear at the community worship service the next day. And that'll give us a chance to bring that knowledge of what Schulte did in his involvement with the Civil War, and to draw this connection, because the band is there, between the Civil War and the founder of Pella. And we'll be able to share a little bit about that at community worship. We'll have information about that at their concert on Saturday night, when we'll do something called sequencing, where you play music and you have some narration and play some music. And those things will be educational for the community, because many of our residents think they know all about Domine Schulte, They know that he founded Pella. They may know that he was friends with Lincoln, but they don't really know the depth of his anti-slavery activities and how important that was to him. And so this gives us an opportunity to bring that information to the community, because that's part of our DNA. That's part of who we are as a community of Pella, and it's something we should be really, really proud of.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.